This week marked the 75th anniversary of the birth of Andrew Warhola. The artist, better known as Andy Warhol, died in 1987. He is remembered for his paintings of soup cans and Brillo boxes, his silk screens of movie stars, and his famous Factory, the studio that was the place to be in New York City in the 1960s. It turns out that Mr. Warhol had a less glamorous side, one that's depicted in a new book, Uncle Andy's, A Fabulous Visit with Andy Warhol. In it, one of Warhol's nephews, James Warhola, chronicles a childhood visit to his famous uncle. Karen Michelle reports that in just about every family, the relatives arrived unannounced.
The following story is about a trip that we took in August of 1962.
The cover illustration shows a surprised Andy Warhol opening the door to his home, several cats behind him, to see a whole bunch of clearly non-big city folks with a mud-spattered, overloaded car. The Andy Warhol shown in this book isn't the night-crawling creature in fright wigs and shades who helped revolutionize 20th century art. As James Warhola portrays him, Andy is a pretty regular, family-loving guy.
He was just our Uncle Andy. I mean, he was not kooky or strange like his persona was portrayed later in the early 60s. I think he started to have a certain mysterious persona that he portrayed. But to us, he was just a regular uncle who was just a little bit eccentric in certain ways.
Not that James's dad wasn't a little eccentric, too. He filled his yard back home outside of Pittsburgh with junk. A two-page illustration documents some of the assorted objets du lawn, tires, appliances, and what looks to be a cement mutant rabbit. As James Warhola writes, his Uncle Andy's place in the city was different, but not.
There were always new things to see. Right in the middle of the entranceway, there was a giant piece of crumpled metal. It looked like it might have gotten stuck there and couldn't go any farther. Uncle Andy explained to us, "Oh, that's a piece of fabulous art by a famous artist." We were impressed. Dad had a lot of that back home.
And art was all around. I mean, junk wasn't junk.
Paul Warhola, now 81, is James's father and Andy Warhol's brother. They shared an interest in stuff, one in order to make a living and the other as part of making art. Paul Warhola says whenever the family visited his brother, they literally made beds by stacking doors on top of paint cans amidst freshly minted, carefully constructed, wooden painted facsimiles of Brillo boxes, future icons of pop art.
Well, we just didn't know. He explained to us that this was sort of a sculpture, and they were well done. They were put together very, very well. But at the time, I didn't think much of it,
The family did value the earlier work when Andy Warhol was an illustrator. His drawings of shoes are legendary. James Warhola has a drawing Andy did in the early 1950s for a cookbook of an exuberant bunch of asparagus, tips up, spearing slices of egg.
And below it is this beautiful calligraphic handwriting that my grandmother would do. And he incorporated her handwriting into a lot of his illustrations. It's very folksy and fancy, and there's lots of curly cues and things. And also, this would be kind of the type of thing that my sisters would tint with watercolor. So it was kind of a group effort at times.
James remembers helping his uncle with a blow-up paint by numbers. He did the numbers. And Uncle Andy encouraged James's interest in art, often giving him art supplies as the family left for the long drive home, a distance the kids counted by its seven tunnels. James went to the same college as his uncle and went into what was sort of the family business, illustration, for Mad Magazine and covers of sci-fi and fantasy paperbacks.
Some of the stories, of course, some of the stories weren't so great, but, some of them were really good. And I got to illustrate a lot of the well-known writers. Like, I was able to do Robert Heinlein. I did Strangers in a Strange Land, and The Moon is a Harsh Mistress. And also I got to do William Gibson's Neuromancer.
Though he still does Mad Magazine, the fantasy illustrations he's painting now are for children's books, Bigfoot Cinderella, Bubba the Cowboy Prince, and another about floating pigs. Uncle Andy's is James Warhol's first attempt as an author. He wants to write more, and he wants to keep doing books for children, though he has considered following his uncle's career path off the page and into galleries.
Actually, I've thought about it, but I really lean toward doing children's books. It's very satisfying, actually touching many, many people. I think if you do fine art, you're really creating for a smaller audience, I think.
With this book, he wanted to tell as big an audience as possible that Uncle Andy wasn't as strange as his reputation.
We were always kind of amazed to read things about him, and reading about him in that public eye and how he was portrayed. And quite often we scratch our heads and say, gee, it doesn't sound like the same Andy. Not our Uncle Andy.
James Warhol has told all of the Andy Warhol stories he wants to tell. His next book is set in the small town where he lives now, Tivoli, New York. It's about a runaway pig. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle in New York.